Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. And you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy, where we discuss everything relationships, as well as the soul talk, everything around clearing those limiting beliefs, those blocks, manifesting and tapping into your soul self. Today, I have a question for you. And the question is, if you are in a relationship in which you are not happy, or you're in a toxic relationship, or you are just not feeling it every single day, you're tired, you're exhausted, my question is, what are you doing about it? Are you taking action? And do you really want change? And it seems like an obvious response would be, of course I want change. Of course I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. But then I ask you, what are you doing about it? You see, what happens is when we find ourselves in difficult situations, we may seek out information to help us. We may listen to podcasts, we may watch YouTube videos, we may read books, attend seminars, and we do all this work in understanding our situation, which is great, right? It's part of it. But then we don't apply it. We don't apply what we've learned and what we need to do. We stay stuck in the pattern. We stay stuck in the program in spite of this knowledge that we now have. And look, sometimes there is a time delay between learning new information and applying it to our life, because there is a time delay. There's this processing that goes on within us. And once that's done, that is when we need to then take action. But what happens is we often don't. We learn things, we get excited, we think, yes, now I understand why I'm with this person. Now I understand why I keep accepting this. And we get some clarity and it feels really good, but then we don't actually take it any further. And that's why I ask, do you really want change? Is this something that you truly do want? Because you absolutely have to take the action in order to make the changes. And if you're not taking the action, then you have to ask yourself, what is holding you back? What is the story you are telling yourself that is keeping you locked into that pattern? What are you afraid of? And get really honest with yourself, because there is a reason people stay in toxic relationships. And it's understanding what that is for you, and then being able to dismantle those old beliefs and stories that is keeping you locked into something that is super unhealthy, right? Oftentimes, we always have to start with our own story, our own beliefs, and understand, what is it about me that is allowing this to continue in my life? What is my beliefs, my stories, that is stopping me from leaving this relationship? What am I afraid of? What is in my blueprint that is allowing me to stay stuck here? And that's where often it begins. But what I can suggest to you today is, if you're in a situation like this where you are feeling like you do have more knowledge than you used to, you are aware that you're not in the best relationship, you know you want something better for your life, or perhaps you haven't got a partner at the moment and you've got a pattern of having crappy relationships and you're asking yourself, you know, where is these great people? Well, it all starts with the way in which you relate to yourself, right? It must be, you must be your greatest love. You have to get to that place within yourself where you totally love and value yourself enough to take the action that you need to do. And it isn't always easy. Of course it's not easy. You are stepping into unknown territory. You are stepping outside a familiar pattern. Even if that pattern's unhappy and miserable and awful, it still requires a shift in your mindset to make change. And one of the things that I am all for is diving deep into those beliefs and programs within to, like I said before, dismantle the old stories and give you that pathway, that clear pathway forward, so you can ultimately create a life that you love on your terms and manifest something fantastic. Because part of letting go of unhealthy relationships and you taking the action, part of that story for you will be being able to create a life that you desire on your terms, right? And when you understand the power of your own mind, when you understand the abilities that you have within you to do that, it is mind-blowing. It's like just starting your whole life again. And you get to now be so awake to who you are that you're no longer operating on automatic pilot. You're literally awake to your truth, because that is what can happen when you use your relationships, your old relationship stories that caused you a lot of pain. You can use those as a catalyst for radical personal transformation. Because I always say you have two choices after a bad relationship, after a toxic relationship, and even if that relationship was horrendous. And I have seen some things that some people have endured is, and that have come out the other side. It just blows my mind. But you can come through that toxic relationship. Like I said, there's two choices. You either give up and you feel beaten and it can take you down, or you choose to rise strong through this experience and become the person that you truly are, because you are that person. Things happen in our lives, and we didn't consciously choose to be in a toxic relationship. We didn't consciously want to have all this crazy stuff going on. What has happened has come from subconscious programming and drives, patterns of I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, love is a battlefield, love is hard work. And so when we've got these patterns and beliefs running the show, we choose situations that match up to that without even being aware. And then we're in these situations and then we're like, how the hell do I find something better for my life? Well, you have to go inside the operating system of your own mind, the blueprint, your mind, the programs. And so I know I've deviated a bit. My question was today was, how much do you want to change? I guess what I'm saying today, guys, if you want to change and you truly do in your heart, you have to be willing to take action. You have to be willing to show up differently today than you did yesterday. And you have to be willing to reach out and get help. You cannot get through your situation by yourself, because this is something I tried for years and years, trying to figure it all out myself. And of course, all I was doing was using my own set of knowledge at that time, what I had, and I was just going around in circles. Yes, I would watch some YouTube clips. Yes, I would do other, I joined a coaching program, and it was helpful for sure. But once I had got real help, everything began to change. I had a personal therapist and coach, and it was life changing, and it enabled me to awaken to my truest potential and really literally slay a lot of those old programs. And from NLP, which I did a lot of neuro-linguistic programming, I did hypnosis, I spent time in ashrams, I meditated. I meditate all the time now, of course. That is part of my, I believe, for anyone who wants radical, epic transformation, going inwards and finding that space is so powerful. And initially, it can just feel like not much is happening. But it's that practice that over time, you literally will get the most incredible shifts. So that's my little chat today, guys. I just wanted to hop on to share that with you, because I truly believe that a lot of people are learning a lot of great information. They are going to the seminars, they're listening to the podcast, but they're not actually applying it to their life. They're not actually saying, I want this enough and therefore I need to apply this. It's about application. It's about doing the changes. You have to become a new version of you, essentially, in order to create that future that you do want. Some relationships can be saved, but if you have done everything you can in that relationship,
and you are no further ahead, and you feel you are still feeling crushed and so upsetting with you, you know, with everything that's happening, you need to make some decisions. And the first step is literally reaching out to get that help. Another thing you can do is to just become more mindful in your day and notice what you're saying to yourself, because I truly believe our internal conversations literally drive us, and we are so unconscious about what we're telling ourselves so often that if you can start to become more mindful, that when you notice you're saying something negative, like, oh my gosh, my relationship's such a mess, why is life so hard, why is it so bad, if you can literally stop yourself in that moment and say, wait a minute, my life is temporarily not the way I would like it, but I am choosing to do XYZ, whatever that is for you. So you turn it around. You start to become more mindful, more present, and take different actions. And this is why it's just so important to get the help, guys, because that is when you are going to see such amazing, amazing changes. So I would like to say at the end of this podcast right now that if you would like a free initial chat with me, please message me, hello@sallykalin.com, and let's have a conversation and see if I can help you on your journey with your relationships. Because I get to see the transformation of the women I work with and some guys that I've worked with, and it's the most rewarding experience because I was in that situation and I know the pain that it causes when we are just procrastinating and not actually doing anything about our situation. So reach out. I'm sending you so much love. Have a great day. If I can help you at all, please listen into my Instagram lives, message me over there, Sally Kalin, and I'd love to meet you, interact with you, and have a conversation. Let's just get real about all this. Hey guys, let's start getting more real about things and diving in deep. Things aren't going to change unless we actually take action. So no more small talk. Let's just get to it. And signing off now. I'll be back in a couple of days and sending you much love.